Saxophonist Wayne Shorter has been a driving force in jazz for more than 40 years. He's played hard bop with Art Blakey, explored new styles with Miles Davis, and pioneered fusion with his group Weather Report. Lately, he spent a lot of time with our music critic Michelle Mercer. She's written his biography, a project she says taught her a lot about Shorter and his music.
That's Wayne Shorter playing on the 1959 Paris Jam Session recording, just a few months after he joined Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Wayne's improvisational style is nascent and regulated by the group's hard bop setting, though hints of it are there. Unusual intervals, tonal color from a galaxy far, far away, and a composer's deep investigation of the tune's master plan. Wayne talks like he plays, in a kind of improvised cosmic poetry. He's a mesmerizing, but sometimes befuddling man, and at first seemed like a better subject for a mystery novel than a biography. But after almost 3 years of working with Wayne, I learned his eccentricity is a way of protecting his creativity. One of the first stories Wayne told me was about the night Paris Jam Session was recorded. The innovative bebop pianist Bud Powell sat in with the Messengers for a couple tunes that evening. By the late 50s, Bud was almost as renowned for his unstable personality as he was for his musical genius. He surprised Wayne when he turned up at his hotel room after the show.
Around 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm still getting ready just to maybe just retire, and there's a knock at the door, and I open the door, and it's Bud Powell standing there, just looking at me. He never took his overcoat off and never took the beret off. He just walked across the room, sat in an old armchair, and then he said to me, real softly, he said, play me something. And so I just picked up the horn, and I played one of the things that he wrote called Dance of the Infidels. And then I put the horn down, and he sat there a while, looked at me, and he got up, walked toward the door, the exit, and he turned around, looked at me, and he said, uh-huh. He just said, uh-huh.
Wayne wondered about the meaning of this encounter for a long time, until 1985, when he had a role in the film Round Midnight, whose lead character was partly based on Powell. Bud's daughter Celia was on the set. Wayne told Celia his story and asked if maybe Bud had come to his room looking for a fix.
So she said, my father didn't go to your room to ask for money or have a drink to see if he had some liquor or anything like that. She said, evidently, he heard something when he was playing with you, when he heard you play. And she said that. It takes a lot for me to say that, somebody say, I'm talking about myself. But she said, Father came to your room to see, to make sure that everything was going to be all right. And I asked her, so what do you mean by that? She said, the future of jazz.
Wayne has carried this sense of destiny and mission throughout his life, and was certainly possessed of it in the Miles Davis Quintet, the late 60s group with Ron Carter, Tony Williams, and Herbie Hancock, the finest small group in jazz ever. With Miles, it was as much about what they didn't play as what they did. Wayne learned to approach each night on the bandstand with an open, beginner's mind. It was in Miles' group that he settled into his unique style of fragmentary but vivid soloing. No matter what happened in the music, or didn't happen, he came to trust there was gold in there somewhere, and even found a mysterious alchemy in silence.
With Miles, this thing about when you're not playing, that the space or the other instruments, the rhythm instruments, or maybe nothing. That's a part of the story. That is the part of the ebb and flow. That's the shape. That's the color. That's the prize. That's the prize sometimes. It's right in your fingertips when you stop playing. What's going by you is a comprehension of birth. Let the child be born. Let it be born. Don't be, like sometimes you're cooking something and say, Get the spoon out of this. Let it cook.
Even in performance today with his own quartet, Wayne doesn't play for long stretches, just stands there on the bandstand holding his horn. Some fans assume he's unsure what to play. Some think his sidemen are pulling his weight. But Wayne's current and former bandmates all assured me that with only a few notes, he directs all the action. When I first began working with Wayne, I assumed I'd write a standard musical biography. But I learned there was much more to him than his conspicuous musical accomplishments. He finds the choice notes and lost chord in most everything, even in the many tragedies that have befallen him. With childlike enthusiasm, he discovers insights in the most unexpected places. Here, he connects a big-budget dinosaur movie to the Buddhism he's practiced for over 30 years.
I like that sentence in Jurassic Park at the end when it said, "Life finds a way." That's jazz. And that's what Buddhism is. It's not trying to make a way. It's like making excuses. If there's something to find, it'll be found. If there's nothing to find, I think you're in a prison.
Wayne showed me it's worth seeking out gems of wisdom in his speech, just as it pays off to observe his silences on the bandstand and follow the labyrinthine trails in his solos. In either case, you're in for a unique trip, and sometimes you'll end up in a profound place. Wayne has had a storied career, but his greatest achievement is an ongoing commitment to his own sense of wonder. I wrote a book about Wayne Shorter. He gave me a better way to live.
Our music critic, Michelle Mercer. Her book is called Footprints, The Life and Work of Wayne Shorter. You can read an excerpt and hear more of Wayne Shorter's music at our website, npr.org.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Quinn O'Toole, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Michael Cullen.
NPR's National Desk editors include David Sweeney, Ann Hawk, Phil Bruce, Michael Fields, Ken Barkas, Kathy Shaw, Barbara Campbell, Andrea De Leon, Elisa Barba, Kate Kincannon, and Steve Lichtai.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.